Alright, everyone, Leo Weston here, and let's talk about something that can feel a little heavy at times. Forgiveness. I know, it sounds like we're diving into some deep sea philosophy stuff, but trust me on this one. Forgiveness isn't just for saints or self-help gurus. It's about leveling up your own emotional game, folks, becoming a more resilient and happier version of yourself. And who doesn't want that, right? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending things didn't hurt. It's about releasing the grip that anger, resentment, and bitterness have on you. Think of it like this. Holding onto those negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Every step you take feels harder, and eventually, you start dragging yourself down. Forgiveness is taking off that backpack, freeing up your energy to move forward lighter and stronger. So, how do we actually practice forgiveness? Well, it's not always a magical, poof, moment of enlightenment, but more like a journey with some key stops along the way. First, recognize that forgiveness is a choice, a conscious decision you make to let go. It takes guts, yeah, because it means acknowledging hurt and choosing to heal rather than wallow in it. Ever felt like replaying a past injustice over and over in your head? That's not forgiveness, that's just keeping the wound open. Second, understand that forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional shackles they may have imposed on you. You don't have to justify their actions or pretend they weren't wrong. Forgiveness is about reclaiming your own peace and well-being. Third, remember that forgiveness takes time. Don't expect a quick fix. Some wounds run deep, and it might take weeks, months, even years to truly let go. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to feel the emotions, and celebrate every step forward. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, not to excuse their actions, but to understand where they might be coming from. This doesn't mean condoning what they did, but it can help you find compassion for them, even if it's just a tiny flicker. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and times when the anger flares up again. That's okay. Keep practicing, keep choosing forgiveness, and over time, you'll feel the weight lifting. Let me share a real-world example with you. Picture this. You have a friend who constantly cancels plans at the last minute, leaving you feeling frustrated and disappointed. Maybe they do it unintentionally, maybe they're just bad at communication, but the pattern leaves a stain. It's easy to get caught in a cycle of resentment, right? But here's where forgiveness comes in. Instead of letting that anger fester, try this. Acknowledge your hurt feelings. Talk to your friend about how their actions make you feel, and set clear boundaries for the future. Then, choose to forgive them, not because they deserve it, but because holding on to that resentment is only hurting you. Think about it. Holding on to anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning bad behavior. It means choosing to release the negative energy and move forward with your life. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go, to acknowledge pain, and to choose healing over bitterness. But trust me on this, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more capable of connecting with others authentically. So, today's challenge? Take a moment to reflect on something that might be holding you back. Who do you need to forgive? Maybe it's yourself. And remember, every small step towards forgiveness is a victory for your emotional well-being. You got this. And as always, keep those conversations going. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review, and join me on social media. We're building a community here, folks, one mindful conversation at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.